first person singular. The views expressed in this story are those of the writer. Marja Kern Marshall in the 70s was running on two cylinders.
When I left France, I brought back a Citroën de Chevaux and named it Flattery, because like Flattery, it didn't get me anywhere. It was the 60s. I festooned it with daisy stickers and bounced happily along in Manhattan Beach to sensitivity trainings and free love fests. Flattery had turn signals that were actual metal arms that stretched out on command. She had headlights that you could adjust up or down or sideways. Her canvas top rolled down manually like a sardine can being opened. She was easy to park. Two people could lift her, one in the front bumper, one at the rear, and then drop her into any tight parking spot. There were problems. Flattery was vandalized by warhawks, as the daisy stickers were peace symbols of the anti-war movement during Vietnam. Also, she was illegal in the U.S. because her windshield wipers only worked when the car was moving, slowly when you went slow, and faster as you accelerated. The metal arm signals were off-standard, so I accumulated many traffic tickets. The worst thing was the road rage she caused. Because of her slow acceleration, passengers had to walk alongside her when she climbed steep hills. When traffic lights turned green, cars behind me honked and yelled when I couldn't rev up fast enough for them. But among Flattery's many admirers was my husband-to-be, Lee, who was a former race car driver, and that's how we met.
Marja Kern Marshall is a retired educator. She lives in Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.